It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happen to welcome back passenger Mike Rosenberg joins us. How have you been?
Good, man. It's been a long time.
Oh, I have to share the story of our first meeting, our first encounter when for the longtime listeners at KCSN, it was in 2012 that passenger first came by. And about a month or two before your first visit here, Ed Sheeran, your good mate, he came in, and this was before Ed broke, and he was so kind. At the end of our session, he said, you know, I have a friend coming over in about a month or so to L.A. Would you mind if he came by? And I thought it was just such a classy thing for him to do.
It's just, I think that sums Ed up, really. I mean, he was so, so instrumental in helping.
Give me the sense... internationally, I know in America, Let Her Go took, I think, 18 to almost 20 months before it actually hit number one in America.
Yeah.
How quickly did it get to the top in some of the other territories?
There's kind of two answers to that, because I recorded Let Her Go and we put it out with the album, I guess in 2012, and it nothing happened with it. Like it was out in the universe for 8 or 9 months, and you know, I think people liked it, but it was very, very small. And I was on tour with Ed at the time, and we got this email from this guy called Dave. He said, "Look, I'm a radio plugger in the Netherlands, here in Holland, and I've just heard Let Her Go. I was in a cafe and I heard Let Her Go, and I Shazammed it, and I found out who sang it. It was you guys. So I'm emailing to ask you if I can take it to radio. I think this could be a really big hit in the Netherlands." And at the time, like I'd never had a song on the radio. I kind of thought the email might have been spam or some kind of hoax. So it's one of those emails that you read and you're like, all right, cool. So it was just like a one or two line answer back saying, yeah, go ahead, man, you know, do your thing. And within 2 weeks, it was the most played song in the Netherlands. Within 3 weeks, it was number one. And from there on, it just dominoed through Europe, you know, into Belgium and Germany and Austria, Switzerland, basically all through Europe. And then Australia, the UK, and then finally the States, kind of, you know, with the whole Super Bowl puppy thing, you know. Finally happened here. So it was an amazing journey, really, for a song. And just watching it, you know, at every stage you thought, okay, this is it, this is the end of it. And then it would just get bigger and bigger. And it was just a phenomenal adventure, really.
I wanna lay by a lake in Norway. I wanna walk through Swedish fields of green. I wanna see the forests of Finland. I wanna sail on a boat on the Baltic Sea. I wanna feel a Russian winter. I wanna go to my Polish grandmother's home. I wanna see Hungarian lanterns. I wanna walk on a road that leads to Rome. I wanna be free as the winds that blow past me, clear as the air that I breathe, young as the morning and old as the sea. I wanna lose myself in the Scottish Highlands, the west coast of Ireland, the Cornish breeze. I wanna rest my bones in the Spanish sunshine, the Italian coastline is calling me to be free as the birds that fly past me, light as the fish in the sea, to be wise as the mountains and tall as the trees. Yeah, I wanna be sunny and bright, I see sunrise. Happy and full as the moon, but I'm fleeting like fireworks fading too soon.
Well, the good news is that you've continued to make great music. Whispers came out and produced great music. And now we're getting ready for Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. I think it's September 23rd.
Excellent. Great homework. Yeah. Yeah, that's the date.
September 23rd, that album will come out. Now, we have obviously been playing Somebody's Love, the new single. Let's talk about Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea. I guess you were inspired, as I've read, by two different places in some sense. One, Iceland, and the other, New Zealand. Mm-hmm. What I have to ask is there something wrong with the middle of the earth that you're working on, on both ends?
I just work on the peripheries, yeah. No, I mean, I've been so lucky to be able to travel a ton. You know, the last decade, I've barely sat still for a minute, and I've been all over the world, and it's one of the most amazing things that comes with what I do. I think recently I've found myself drawn more and more to sort of certainly rural areas, and often, you know, those sort of epic landscapes. And I think Iceland and New Zealand are two places that really offer that, you know. And, I think that the album itself has this kind of running theme of nature and scenery and imagery, you know. So I think to record it in New Zealand and to shoot a lot of the artwork and the videos in Iceland, for me, really kind of set it in amongst this amazing backdrop that it needed.
You know? You also have formed a bond with Chris Vallejo. How did that come together? How did you connect, again, from down under?
I just happened to meet him. I was looking around at different studios when I was getting ready to record All the Little Lights, which is the album with Let Her Go on it. And I walked into his studio and it just felt right immediately. He's so enthusiastic. He's such a lovely guy. His studio is phenomenal. It's full of all of this beautiful old analog gear from, you know, the 30s and 40s. And it just feels like a great home for passengers. So, yeah, me and Chris have recorded four records together now.
Yeah.
And it's great. I think it's like with anything, you know, the more you work with someone, the better your understanding becomes. And
there's an unspoken, you know.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, we've made joint mistakes in the past with records, and we go into new ones with that experience together and try and, you know, always strive to make a better record. You know, that's always the game.
You're gonna need somebody to know you. You're gonna need somebody's love to fall into. Oh, when the leaves they fall, you're gonna need somebody to call you. You're gonna need somebody's arms to crawl into. To crawl into. Lost like you always do, sail into the blue with nobody next to you. Oh, but when you wanna get yourself found, there'll be no one around. You sink without a sound, you know it's true. Oh, and the winds they blow, you're gonna need somebody to know you. You're gonna need somebody's love to fall into. Oh, when the leaves they fall, you're gonna need somebody to call you. You're gonna need somebody. bodies love to crawl into. For what you're saying is true, you ain't no fool, you ain't no liar. You're never gonna get yourself burned if you don't start no fires. But with no fire there is no light. With no light you'll never see all the colors in the world and all the love that's inside me. When the winds they blow, you're gonna need somebody to know you. You're gonna need somebody's love to fall into. Oh, when the leaves they fall, you're gonna need somebody to call you. You're gonna need some body's arms to crawl into. To crawl into.
It's going to allow you to express yourself musically in different ways, having the accompaniment of a band. So certainly that's going to create a different dynamic to the live shows.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I've been playing on my own for so long now, and there's so many things that I love about it. You know, you can go on stage and you can take a gig in whichever direction it feels like it needs to go. You can play any song at any time. There's so much freedom to it. But I think now, firstly, I think this new album really demands a bigger sound. The arrangements are huge, and I think I'd struggle to get this album across on my own. But beyond that, I think it's time as well. Like, you know, I've gone around the world several times now, you know, playing just me and a guitar. And although I hope the shows are different every time, you know, there's a few new songs added and there's a few, you know, terrible jokes that are different every time. But I really want to give people something different now. I want to just completely shake it up and give people these songs that they've never heard with a band before, you know. So it's going to be really exciting and a new challenge for me as well.
I love the fact that you continue to busk out of the love of the expression, and I guess it keeps you grounded in so many ways. But what's the biggest take you ever got in a day's busking? Do you remember that one day where you went, I can eat?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know. I can't think of what the biggest one would be, but to put it into context, I used to be a chef for a while. I was working in kitchens for a few years when I left school and was trying to do gigs and stuff. And I went busking when I was about 23, I think it was. That's when I started really busking. And I went busking for a weekend, and I made more money in a weekend than I made in a month of working in a kitchen. And I was doing something that I loved, you know. I was playing music. I wasn't slaving over a hot stove. And
literally.
It was just, literally. And it was just this amazing realization, because around that time, that's when, you know, Passenger was a band originally. And it broke up and my manager at the time left. And there was a lot of turmoil. And I was kind of unsure as to how I was going to proceed, whether I was going to even do music at all. And I went busking because I was like, well, I need to make some money. I'm completely broke. I need to make some money whilst I make a decision. And this weekend just changed my life. Huh. I saw this path open up. I was like, I can do this. I can go to any town. I can bring my amp. I can bring my guitar. And I can bring some CDs to sell. And I can make this happen myself. I don't need to wait by the phone for a record label or an agent to tell me whether it was time or not. I'm going to make this happen myself. And that's the most amazing thing with busking, is that it really taught me to be self-sufficient. And actually, if I wanted something to happen, I needed to make it happen. It wasn't a matter of waiting for my manager to create something out of thin air. I need to go and make it happen. And as soon as you understand that as a musician, I think it's only a matter of time.
Get out on the ocean, if you sail out on the sea, if you get up in the mountains, if you go climbing on trees, all through every emotion, when you know that they don't care, darling, that's when I'm with you. Oh, I'll go with you anywhere. get up in a jet plane or down in a submarine, if you get onto the next train to somewhere you've never been, if you wanna ride in a fast car and feel the wind in your hair, darling, just look beside you, or I'll go with you anywhere. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's through. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. If you get up in the hillside, if you ride out on the plains, if you go digging up turf, if you go out dancing in the rain, if you go chasing in rainbows just to find the golden bear, darling, just look behind you, or I'll go with you anywhere. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the next time when it's through. Oh, I'll go anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, and I will be with you when the darkest winter comes. Oh, and I will be with you to feel the California sun. Oh, and I will be with you in the nighttime when it's through. Oh, darling, I swear I'll go anywhere with you. Oh, 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 I'll go anywhere with you.
The fact that you're so genuine, you know, our first meeting, that came across, that continues, which is why we always love having you come in, and we always stand by your side, because we know that, you know, no matter what, you're going to play music because it's just part of you. And we're fortunate that you're bringing us the new album, Young as the Morning, Old as the Sea, which will be coming out in about 4 or 5 weeks. And then tonight, if you're lucky enough to be seeing him at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery at the Masonic Lodge, it's going to be a great treat. And it's been a great treat having you back again. Perhaps we'll see you the next go round around March when you're here, and you'll have new stories to tell.
I hope so, man. Thank you so much for the support. It's amazing. Thank you.
Well earned, and it's a real treat for us. It's Passenger Live on 88.5 KCSN.